I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, September 5. Coming up, Education Ministry reports smooth start to the new school year. Parents urged to abandon corporal punishment and $4.3 billion allocated for school feeding program. The details after the break.
Do you have a climate saving startup? Well, access up to $15,000 in investments through the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center launched Green Tech Accelerator. The program is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. What's in it for you? Up to $6,000 in grants per startup, access to mentorship at industry investors, business model development, prototype development, become part of an amazing community, and so much more. Apply before September 9. Only 10 startups will be selected. For more information, visit caribbeancic.org/launch it or call 876-977-2154. Discover what's possible.
Now the news. Minister of Education Senator Ruel Reed says the new academic year is off to a smooth start. Senator Reed says there have been no adverse reports from schools, adding that the ministry is prepared to respond to any concerns. He was addressing a school opening ceremony at Seaward Primary and Junior High School in St. Andrew earlier today. The function, organized by the ministry in collaboration with the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, was held to mark the institution's 60th anniversary, as well as promote a focus on safety in schools. Meanwhile, the education minister says the government is focused on the transformation of the Jamaican society by instilling positive values and attitudes among the youth.
The education system will support achievement of the mindset change through its socialization function, where Jamaicans will be exposed to and be provided with the tools to adopt to the transformational values.
The Minister of Education has allocated $4.3 billion to the school feeding program for the 2016-17 academic year. The money will provide meals for students in early childhood, primary and secondary schools, including beneficiaries under the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH.
Funds will be delivered to the schools within the first week of September, and nutrition products will commence the delivery of the snacks to selected institutions.
The school feeding program was rolled out 2 years ago and supplies both breakfast and lunch to students. Over 130,000 children in early childhood institutions, which make up about 70% of the cohort, will benefit from the initiative. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging Jamaican parents to avoid the use of corporal punishment to discipline children. Mr. Holness says the use of violence to punish only teaches children to use aggression instead of reason to address personal issues. This, he says, is one of the main reasons for Jamaica's high rate of violent crime.
I beg you, stop beating our children. That is violence. And when you do that, what you're teaching the child is that the only way to resolve conflict is to resort to violence. I don't buy this argument about is our culture. If you say that, then all you're saying is that you agree with slavery and the retention of the things that came from slavery. I don't believe in that.
Mr. Holness believes children must be raised in an environment of love and must be taught to apply reason or other non-violent forms of resolving conflicts if Jamaican society is to change for the better. He was speaking at a special school opening ceremony at Seaward Primary and Junior High in Olympic Way, St. Andrew. And the Ministry of Justice hosted the first in a series of sensitization sessions on Monday to equip Justices of the Peace, JPs, to play a critical role in restorative justice procedures once the bill is passed. The legislation aims to give latitude to the court to refer a matter to a restorative justice program before, during, and after a trial. Currently, the restorative justice program is used in Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, Westmoreland, and St. James. The training sessions conducted by the Ministry's Justice Training Institute will continue on Tuesday, September 6.
Restorative justice is the means to an end. And with that, we can certainly take a lot of cases out of the court system, and we'll have a win-win situation with the victim, the offender, the secondary victim, and also the tertiary victim.
Justice of the Peace Winston Anaki. Additionally, the Justice Ministry is on a drive to enlist some 6,000 reputable Jamaicans to join the ranks of Justices of the Peace as part of efforts to double the current batch of JPs across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.